I'm Tom Rowe. Oh. And that's Henry the Hudson Whale. It's time for Hudson River Stories. Each week, we tell stories to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. He's spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not that other Henry Hudson guy. Tell stories to the whale about what's going on in the Hudson River. Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 70 and 74 degrees. Daily Freeman is reporting Scenic Hudson announced Wednesday, July 5th, it has acquired 132 acres adjoining the Ramshorn Livingston Sanctuary in Greene County. Scenic Hudson co-owns the 480-acre nature sanctuary with Audubon New York. In a press release, Scenic Hudson said the acquisition ensures the land along DuBois Road in Catskill will continue sustaining a unique and unspoiled habitat along the Hudson River estuary. The Ramshorn Livingston Sanctuary offers 2 miles of trails and is home to a variety of wildlife, including bald eagles, osprey, muskrat, beaver, otters, turtles, and dragonflies. The newly protected property has more than 3,400 feet along the estuary shore, including a portion of Ramshorn Marsh. Scenic Hudson acquired the land for $1.2 million. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation provided a portion of the purchase price. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeffrey Wilson at the Poughkeepsie Journal reports that the Millhouse Brewing Company in Poughkeepsie debuted a new IPA last week, brewed with Hudson River water, partially in the Hudson River. The Shiprocked IPA is a collaboration between Millhouse Brewing Company, Riverkeeper, and the Trinity Cruise Company. Quote, water that originated in the Hudson, unquote, was used to make the beer, and barrels of the beer spent about a month on the Hudson River. The reason for that is to create a version of old IPAs that were shipped from Europe, withstanding changes in temperature and bouncing on the waves. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Finally, Henry's least favorite portion of our update. Yeah, that's that time, yeah. The City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility had 15,000-gallon release into the Hudson River June 30th. We'll be back next week with more Hudson River stories. Go to the newsroom.wgxc.org for more information.